privilege today to be joined in the bunker with my bunker mate, Ruchinha. And welcome to the bunker.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure. And there are many things being said out there on the book of Revelation. I don't think there's any one book of the Bible that's more like fabricated over, fantasized over, people getting misinterpretations than the book of Revelation. You're out there trolling on the internet, these sites where people are talking about the book of Revelation. And I want to know what people are saying out there. I want to know some of the crazy ideas. And maybe they're not crazy. Maybe some of these conspiracy things, or maybe they're not so nuts. You bring it to us. A lot of people watching us and listening to us have probably heard of some of these things, some of these fantastic ideas people have about the book of Revelation. And we can analyze them and, if need be, destroy them. Does that sound like a fun plan?
Actually, this was my idea.
Oh, yeah. This was all your idea. That's
true. Yeah, because you were talking about the days of Noah, and I have a few questions because I wasn't sure if everybody agreed with your view.
Oh, yes, they all do. They all agree with my view.
Yeah. So I thought, well, maybe I actually can ask him some question and he can help other people and then myself to understand these things.
Yes, so, I'd be happy to assist.
So that's why I am here.
Very good.
To ask you questions.
Ask me questions. Fire away.
So the days of Noah,
yes,
right?
The days of Noah. Well, familiar with those.
Yeah, and what did you say the other day about the days of Noah? I mean, why did you bring that up?
Well, Jesus brought it up, and he said that the end times would be like the days of Noah. As in the days of Noah, so shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. And the whole series we're doing here is based on the coming of the Son of Man, the events that are going to take place before that. Jesus's point was that people would be marrying, taken in marriage, eating and drinking. There would be peace on earth where people would be going about their everyday life. And in Noah's day, those people suddenly were, it started to rain and they found themselves in the flood. Likewise, people are going to be just so unaware of a great move of God that they're going to be caught flat-footed just like they were in the days of Noah.
Okay, so the thing is that some people don't think that was the reason why Jesus brought up the days of Noah.
What?
Yeah.
Some people out there disagree with
me in
cyber world?
Yeah, they believe if you read the account of Genesis 6, you know that at that time, there were the breeding, right? Between the sons of God and the women and the daughters of men, right? So there are people out there who believe that this is going to happen again. So this is what Jesus was referring to. Meaning probably that the Nephilim, which were the offspring of this strange marriage.
Yeah, that would be a strange marriage, a celestial being and a human woman. Yeah.
Yes, so they believe that that's what's going to happen in the last days. So they don't really think as you think.
Right.
So what's your view about this?
My view of that is that they're wrong, and that I didn't know this was out there, that people think Satan is actually going to retry something he did in the past that failed. I mean, Satan is smarter than that, right? The reason he tried to disrupt the whole race in those days was to prevent the coming of Messiah, right? So he's trying to spoil the seed. And he nearly succeeded, right? Except for 8 people. So you're saying that these people are now saying that Satan's going to try the same thing.
Yes. Apparently, I've read is that he didn't do a good job first time.
No, he didn't. He nearly. I mean, it was close. 8 people. He missed by 8 people.
And the idea is actually to corrupt now for the second time. Try to for the second time the human race, I always ask this question, why he would do that, right? What's the purpose? And some people believe he wants to create the Antichrist. It's going to be a hybrid?
A hybrid.
Never get to learn this word.
What's all right? Well, English is your second language.
Yeah,
you do remarkably
language.
Well
yeah,
in it.
Yeah,
Portuguese
yeah.
is your first language. Yeah. I have only one language, and I struggle at that.
So
they think that he's going to create a hybrid, that these spiritual beings, the Nephilim or whatever, are going to return. No, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, that they're creating like pseudo humans. They'll be powerful, and they're going to. The idea is that Satan. that's the phone.
That's
in
the bunker phone.
And we can answer right
now.
No,
it's probably the president,
yeah.
And we just don't want to talk to him right now.
Maybe it could be an emergency.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think it's one of the Nephilim. Look, did you hear that? That was evil, man. The tone changed all of a sudden.
And the lighting changed. That's the secret ring.
Right.
That's
you know,
the secret ring. So
the bat phone used to have a certain ring in Chief O'Hara's office, right? He had one.
We should... Pay attention to that next time.
This time.
Not right now.
I don't care.
We're
I'm just going to let it go.
Broadcast,
yeah, I don't
right?
know who has the audacity to call us, but that's interesting that I can see that possibly that spiritual beings would try to help manufacture the man of lawlessness or the Antichrist because I believe that person's going to be a superhuman, you know?
Yeah.
And so, which means not completely human, maybe. So that part intrigues me. But to think that Satan's going to try something he did before.
And that would be a sign for Jesus' disciples. It's a little strange to me.
Yeah, it's a little it's a little wrong to me. And I think, is there a name for this?
They believe that these people are actually the aliens. They would be the aliens, so that's what they call the UFO agenda.
The UFO agenda.
Yeah, so these aliens would be better hybrids than the giants, the Nephilim, for example.
Oh, so Satan has refined his technique. He screwed up in the
day
of Noah.
He's using technology. He's manipulating genetics, all this kind of stuff. I mean, if you go online, you see... everything about UFOs and everything.
And I'm glad you're doing this online, and you're bringing these things to our attention.
Yeah, the thing
I
is,
appreciate
that
I just don't have interest. I think a lot of these people are wackos, if you ask me. But
well, there are a lot of things
popular.
Happening
the
out there,
popular.
And I think people are drawn to trying to understand Revelation, what's happening. They get scared about all these things. They get trying to find answers. But I think one argument they have, which is wrong, and we understand that because we know how to divide the word of God, is that they believe Satan wants to destroy humankind to keep them from being saved. Then Jesus Christ won't be able to save this part of the humanity that will be alive during this time. So they'll be... condemned to eternal torment, so that proves that their argument's a little bit stretch.
It's a little bit of a stretch, and it's a little bit off because actually God Himself prevents people from believing in the evangel. He hardens whom He will, and during the day of indignation, you know, millions of people are going to be killed supernaturally because God's going to clear the earth. God Himself's going to do it, and there's already a plan in place for that. That's why I think that the UFO agenda.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that that it is a stretch, and that Satan's not going to try to reproduce what he did earlier. But still, I'm intrigued by the idea of manufacturing a superhuman.
Yeah. The other point is that they believe the apostasy is actually that humankind will believe that we are created by aliens. Right, they believe that's the...
Are there people out there that believe that we're created by aliens?
Sure. I think it's something that it's becoming more and more popular. So they believe that humankind will be deceived, believing that these aliens created us, and they Jesus Christ is one of them. So
one of them.
Yeah. So this is what they believe is the apostasy. but I think they are already mistaken about many things.
Yeah, so the apostasy being the falling away from the truth. I believe, right? The truth of Paul's gospel. That's the main.
If you're reading in Thessalonians, you see that Paul talks about those who don't believe the evangel of Jesus Christ.
Right, that's what the apostasy is.
Yes.
People who have forsaken the evangel.
They reject the evangel. So they are among these people who are rejecting the evangel right now by not understanding the grace of God. So I believe they are already being deceived themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's one point that people should pay attention to when they listen.
Thank you for bringing this to our attention. You're out there looking for this, and I'm glad you're bringing this to people, because a lot of our listeners and viewers have probably heard these things. So that's your job, to go out and find these crazy ideas, bring them here, we'll talk about them, make people aware of the truth versus the fiction. Thank you, Lucinia, my bunker mate, for joining me in the bunker, and I hope that you'll join me here again someday soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.